Good morning, I'm Michael Lyme. Welcome to Events Calendar and to my special guest this morning. Joyce Clark is the planning team chair for Nebraska's third annual Lymphomathon. That's coming up just over a week from today, Saturday, April 28th, with the proceeds going to fund research and patient education. Joyce Clark, welcome, and thanks so much for coming by this morning.
Good morning, Michael.
This is going to take place at Mahoney State Park. Give us some of the details of this event.
Okay, registration begins at 9 o'clock the day of the walk. The walk actually starts at 10 a.m. It's a 5K friendly walk. You don't have to be a good runner. It's a friendly walk. If you don't want to walk the whole thing, you can walk part and come back. It should be a fun event. You can register at www.lymphomathon.org/Nebraska2012. And
that's about the size of it. Pets are welcome or not?
Pets are welcome, strollers, children. We'll have a children's corner, activities for the children. There'll be food and drinks supplied for you. And if you want to, we have the pavilion all afternoon. You can bring a picnic lunch and stay for the day. You're already in the park.
Lymphoma is one of those terms that is fairly ubiquitous. It's present in our lives. We hear it a lot. People may not know exactly what that is. Sometimes it's called blood cancer. But what exactly does that consist of?
Lymphoma is a disease, and I am not a doctor, but it's a disease that involves the lymph system. And it's akin to leukemia, similar to that, but it's in your lymph nodes. And I guess it's not that familiar, but one Nebraskan every day is diagnosed with lymphoma, and that's an amazing fact. And it's also the third largest cancer of children. So
fairly significant.
It is
figures.
Significant. Yes, it is.
What are the sort of early symptoms that people may want to be aware of?
Okay, our planning team was talking about this the other night. Sometimes it's a lymph node that you've noticed it's swollen. Sometimes it's night sweats. The one that I never heard before was that a person itched all over. And so those could be early warning signs, probably fatigue. But a lot of times, you know, it can be diagnosed with a blood test and a biopsy.
I understand it's been around since the early 1800s. Hodgkin's disease is one of those types of lymphoma, and they've since expanded the categories to somewhere around 70 different classifications. There are issues, obviously, as with any cancer, of people first understanding what those kind of symptoms are and then actually seeking treatment. You're fairly familiar with that process of things. What's the course of events there?
Okay, my husband John was diagnosed with lymphoma about 16 years ago, and he first noticed a lump in his under his arm, I guess it was, in one of his lymph nodes. And he went to a doctor. He had a biopsy done, and then he started treatment. His treatment progressed for a while, and then he went out of remission, and so he had what they call a bone marrow transplant. And they used his own bone marrow, and that's kind of a unique thing where they actually take it out, almost like a dialysis, and they take your bone marrow out of your blood and store it, freeze it, give you treatment. He actually, at that time, was in, had chemo for 5 straight days, almost around the clock. And then they give you back your own bone marrow and the stem cells in the bone marrow, and hopefully that will cure it.
And your husband, John, actually did pass away several years ago, but I understand that there are many types of lymphoma that are actually curable when people seek the treatment early enough.
There are. And, you know, what I've noticed is that there are many different kinds of lymphomas. Some of them are treated. Of course, the Hodgkin's, they have that nailed down pretty well, and they're doing remarkable research, even here in Omaha at the Nebraska Med Center. A lot of the research is happening here, and that's from the Lymphoma Research Foundation. A lot of their funds are funneled right here into Nebraska for research. But one of the things we noticed when John was in treatment, and he was in treatment for 12 years, was that we would find out, the doctor would always say, there's a new drug, or there is a clinic, or you can try this, or we have this. This always, always gave us hope. He never stopped trying. I wish I could remember the quote that my son always said that John used, but it was never give up, never stop trying. And he never did give up, and he never did stop trying. And it was his second transplant, and it wasn't really the lymphoma that got him. It was he rejected the transplant. So
certainly our condolences on his passing.
Thank you.
Your husband, John Clark, very, very well known in Omaha. He was the news director at WWT Channel 6 for a number of years and won a whole number of awards, including a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Associated Press.
Yes, he was an excellent journalist. And I think Omaha, if we go into journalism, Omaha has some of the best journalists around. He just happened to graduate. He graduated from University of Nebraska at Omaha at the time where some of the best journalists were going to school. He actually went to school with Roseanne Shannon from Channel 7. He went to school with John Prescott, who now... I don't know where John's working now.
John was on this program very, very recently.
Tell me where he's working now.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what he's doing now, whether he's working or
I think
playing.
He's semi-retired.
But this is sort of old home week for you. We're sitting in what used to be called Technical High, or Tech High, as people used to know it, now the Omaha Public Schools Career Center, or Teacher Administrative Center. And you both went to this school, didn't you?
John and I both went to Tech High. I started here in junior high. John started here in high school. Actually, John and my brother Jeff were best friends, and that's how I met him. We didn't start dating until my brother went into service, though, but I was no longer the little sister.
And you cemented the relationship by borrowing money from him.
I did. My girlfriend and I had gone out to Todd's Drive-In and ordered and realized that we didn't have enough money. And so we had to watch for someone coming through that we knew. And John was one of the first people that came through. He loaned us the money to pay for our Cokes.
Well, lucky for him and lucky for you, too.
It was a good night.
I've been speaking with Joyce Clark. And we've been talking about Nebraska's third annual Lymphomathon to be held April 28th, Saturday at Mahoney State Park. Registration at 9 a.m. The walk begins at 10. It's a friendly walk. And Joyce, give us one more time that web address.
It's www.lymphomathon.org/Nebraska2012.
Joyce Clark, thanks so much for coming by. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Mike.
For Events Calendar, I'm Michael Lyon.